on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
One nice person who I love chatting with is Patrick Dolan.
That's so nice, John.
Conti and Dolan, employment lawyer. How are you, buddy?
I'm great. I'm good. So typing jobs with John. Is that what we're doing?
Jobs with John. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
On a Worker Wednesday,
yeah,
jobs working with John.
Right.
There we go.
Okay,
bonuses.
Yes.
Saw the article about would getting a $20 bonus at work offend you. It would offend me. I think that when it's a certain amount of a bonus that is smaller than I'd say the number is four digits, or maybe 500. 500 is a really good bonus. It would be an okay bonus for me as well. That'd be fine. But I feel like anything other than that, maybe an experience or something is in order. I guess what I wanted to ask you are, do bonuses cause a lot of issues in the modern workplace?
They can. I mean, most companies have plans that dictate what the bonus should be. Listen, it's all about expectations. Like if you have no expectation for a bonus and you get a $20, $100, $500 bonus, hey, that's great. It can create issues if somebody else got a bigger bonus. And then the question is why. So that's why a lot of companies have plans that outline the circumstances under which each employee is entitled to the bonus.
That's what I was going to say. Is it pretty well dictated in these big companies who's going to get what, how much they're going to get, and it's not so much of a he ended up with the Jelly of the Month Club because it would have already been laid out exactly what Clark Griswold would have gotten.
Yeah, it should be. Now, oftentimes the bonus plan is up for interpretation, and companies will put in their language that protects themselves, like it could be quote-unquote discretionary. But the law in Illinois, John, is actually pretty favorable to employees who think they have a right to a bonus. Just because the company says it's discretionary doesn't mean the law is going to agree with them on that, and there's a whole bunch of questions and issues we have to look at. But I take a step back. Listen, most bonuses, it's better to get them than not to get them.
Right.
And most employees don't argue amongst themselves, in my experience, about how big their bonus was. But I would say bonuses and commissions, John, are the things that people call me about the most.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
The most.
Because we've talked so many times on Let's Get Legal about discrimination in the workplace.
Yeah.
Someone pays me more or pays me less because I'm over the age of 40 or because of my race or gender or whatever the case may be. That has to be part of lawsuits involving bonuses too. Like if they set a level of what the bonus is supposed to be and they deviate from that, or if you are doing the same job as your coworker who is a different race, gender, under the age of 40 versus over the age of 40, and I'm not getting the bonus they are, that has to cause confrontation.
Yeah, and I will say I was in a mediation today, and one of the claims that my client had to support their discrimination was the fact that they were not paid a bonus commensurate with people who did not have his disability, right? So it's almost always an element of damages in a discrimination case or just a straight-up breach of contract issue. The starting point is the bonus plan itself. That's where we start. But that's not where we end, because oftentimes there's language in there that protects the company, but that is not the end of the discussion.
What do you mean?
I mean, they'll say the criteria is, you know, you have to perform well.
Quote, unquote. You're doing air quotes a
Sorry,
lot on radio,
I know,
Patrick.
It doesn't help. It doesn't help. Thanks for the interpretation.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and the company needs to perform in a certain way. And if both of those things happen, then you're going to get a bonus.
So it's almost written to be as wiggly as possible.
Yes. But here's the thing. If, you know, based on how they pay out these bonuses, folks who get like a 3 out of 5 performance or their company reaches certain EBITDA marks, you know, company performance marks, then the bonus gets paid out. Illinois law is really good in arguing that the bonus should be paid under that circumstance.
Okay.
So if you meet the criteria, even if the plan says it's discretionary, that's not the end of the discussion.
But it's not something where, like, if you got a bonus for 4 years in a row, you're entitled to it for the rest of time. Companies do have leeway to pull them down if they're not financially set where they were before.
Maybe, maybe not. I mean, it really depends on what else is going on, what other criteria is used in determining the bonus. But the fact that it's paid 4 years in a row does set the expectation, then the contract obligation, to pay out that bonus.
Yeah, that's the problem with bonuses. I mean, there's not a problem with them, but people don't think of them like bonuses. If you get one or two of them, you're thinking, You just add that to your salary and say, this is what I make now. And that's what causes huge issues when the bonus isn't there, right?
Yeah, and that's why I go back to the word expectation. So, listen, if you have a written plan, the company should pay out pursuant to that plan. But if there's not, I mean, I see bonus language that's literally, you know, so ambiguous, you can't even figure out when someone's entitled to a bonus.
Yeah, that's done on purpose.
That is done on purpose. But then you look at the track record. Hmm. You know, under what circumstances does a company pay out a bonus that rises to the level of an agreement that you can enforce in Illinois?
Like severance.
Like, exactly like severance. It doesn't have to be written. An agreement is broadly defined in Illinois under wage law. Okay. It can be verbal. It can be a text. It could be an email.
It could be habitual.
It could be the practice of the company to pay out under certain circumstances.
Right. So if you got laid off and you didn't get a severance, but other people you've talked to in the past have gotten 6 weeks severance or something, that's a reason someone to call you.
Yes. Even if it has nothing to do with discrimination, retaliation, harassment, yes, it could be a contract issue.
Even if the employee handbook now said there's no severance, if they've given it a bunch, the expectations could be there that you get one too.
100% correct.
We have one quick question. 630. A local Fortune 100 company did some local market research, found out that the new starting pay they were offering was low versus other companies doing the similar work. So new hires make $3 more an hour before, and current employees make a quarter more an hour. So basically, the texter says people that have been there for 3 years now make what new workers make. Is that illegal, squirrely? Or what's your thoughts?
So if they're paying a different wage for new hires, I think it's fine. So long as everybody's being treated the same way, I don't see any problem with that.
So you don't have to bump up someone that's been there 3 years, the equivalent of what you've bumped up the new workers.
No, you don't.
But that would be a major bummer.
That would be a bummer, but if you're not being treated just differently based on some protected category, then the company can do that.
I'm trying to be more sympathetic, Patrick.
I know, but that's just, I'm just telling you the reality, John.
312.
I'm sympathetic.
312-332-7800 is where people can reach you for any or all of these issues, right?
That's right.
And if you get Karen Conti, she does the family law.
She does.
Patrick does the workplace law, and together you got our whole lives covered.
That's it.
All right, let's get legal after dark this weekend.
I know, it's exciting.
6 p.m., a special Let's Get Legal time.
Are we going to have dinner?
Maybe get a little candlelight.
Right.
It's only because of the Northwestern game.
Oh, that's why?
It's not like a special prime time edition.
I was all excited because you decided to do it in the evening.
Let's just go with that. Yeah. Patrick, we'll talk Saturday.
Thanks, John.